Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. This is a couple of days before Christmas. Yep. Hark the herald, angels don't sing. You know, no glory to the newborn king, only war. Here, take a look at your cover of the Trends Journal, and you can see what we're talking about over here. It's just nothing about peace. Nothing about joy, only about war. No peace on earth. So the cover's going to be out in a little bit, and we wanted to get you the information coming out so you could be on top of the trends and ahead of the news. And the news is, when you listen to Lloyd Austin, the guy that's playing out a defense contractor, defense secretary. He used to work for the defense contractor. He used to work for Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in the United States. So he goes over to Israel. And yesterday he meets with Netanyahu. And he said, the U.S. is... Commitment to Israel is unshakable. America's commitment to Israel is unwavering. And no individual group or state should test our resolve. Hey, wait a minute. No individual? How about go fuck yourself? Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? I'm an American citizen. I don't have a right to disagree with you and America's policy that's murdering people all over Gaza and in the West Bank? This is America? Oh, I forgot. You work for Raytheon. I forgot you slaughtered people in Iraq as a general. Yeah, war based on lies brought to you by another piece of shit. Little Billy Clinton. Billy Clinton. No, I forgot him. Excuse me. He gave us the first Iraq slaughterings. I forgot, little Georgie Bush. One murderer after another. Yep. So the cover of the Trends Journal says it all for this Christmas season. Prince of Peace? No peace on earth. Merry Christmas? Screw you. Go to hell. Hey, how are Christmas sales doing? F you to the Prince of Peace. I'm Lloyd Austin. I'm little Biden boy. I'm little Lindsey Graham. Ladies, look, how fucking stupid can you be to listen to these people? Austin goes on. He vowed that the U.S. could continue to provide Israel. You ready? This is the guy. Take off your mask. You take it off now. You're standing up. You're 6 feet apart. You can take your mask off. Okay. Don't. Hello, everybody. Here I am. And you put your mask back on, everybody. Oh, by the way, they're selling the COVID scare again. COVID's coming back. New variant. You better watch out. He goes on to say that the United States would continue to provide Israel, quote, with the equipment that you need to defend your country. Huh. Defend your country? Hey, how about this, what just happened today over there in Israel, bombing away and killing, that picture up of killing over 100 Palestinians. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, right to defend yourself? How about go fuck off? Oh, you're getting Hamas? Who the fuck you talking to? You're slaughtering 100 innocent people over here. Yep. Timid Western calls for sustainable ceasefire. They don't give a shit. Regarding the timeline, this is Israel's operations, said Austin. And I'm not here to dictate timelessness, timelines, or terms. I'm sorry, dictate. I misspelt it. Dictator. Our support to Israel's right to defend itself is ironclad. You're not defending yourself. You're slaughtering innocent people in front of everybody's eyes. It's complete genocide. And all you little fucks that say, I hate Jews, fuck off. I don't hate Americans for the war that we commit. Didn't hate the Germans. I wasn't there during World War II. Hey, as a paisano, I didn't hate the Italians with Mussolini. So fuck off with your bullshit. This is genocide in front of everybody's eyes. And by the way, I write about it, know about it. Read your Trends Journal. No, you're too fucking stupid to read it. Yeah, Crusades 2000. Regardless of what England's reasons or intentions were, self-serving or otherwise, Crusades 2000 was set in motion by the 1917 Balfour Declaration that laid the foundation for Israel. Quote, His Majesty's government, His Majesty, a bunch of fucking cocksuckers, literally, yeah, don't believe me? Take a look. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people. Fuck the Palestinians. We'll tell you what to say. Our sun never sets on the British Empire. We slaughter people all over the fucking world. And we'll use our best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object. Totally illegal. Totally illegal. Oh, and the UN decided they were going to do it under Harry the fuck Truman, who slaughtered hundreds of thousands of innocent Japanese people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima when the war was basically over. So save your shit for somebody else. And as a nice gift to those who you care about, you may want to get this shirt. To speak about Harry Truman, about Biden, Trump, all of the scum, Clinton, Obama, Bush. One little jerk after another. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Hey, Austin, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And I'll say that to your face. How dare you speak that no individual has the right to test our resolve. I'm an American citizen. And you hate our founding fathers because George Washington, a real military guy that fought, unlike you, as general, it is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world. Observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all. Peace and harmony with all. Fuck you, George Washington. And the Prince of Peace, no peace on earth. The nation which indulges toward another an habitual hatred or an habitual fondness in some degree is a slave. It is a slave to its animosity or to its affection, either of which is sufficient to lead it astray from the duty and its interests. A passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils. You go on and on and on. I've met this 100 times. And speaking of a variety of evils, UN rights chief, quote, extensive failure by Russia to protect Ukraine civilians. Yep, this guy, Volker Turk, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, said on Tuesday that he's monitoring what they call, that his office monitoring indicated, quote, gross violations of international human rights laws, serious violations of international humanitarian law and war crimes, primarily by the forces of the Russian Federation. He's 100% right, terrible. And according to the numbers by Turk, 10,000 civilian deaths in Ukraine and 560 children. And now the numbers in Gaza. Let's see. Since October 7th, almost 20,000 Palestinians, including 7,500 children. But don't worry about it, because Zelensky said that he has no worries. The United States is going to send more money to keep the war going as our country goes down the crapper. So let's go back to your Trends Journal here. There's a guy, again, a guy who plays a piano with his penis. And now he's the the head of Ukraine. Listen, we're doing everything we can, and they'll probably take me off of hate speech again. So we need your help to keep going. And you could do it in two ways, three ways. You hit the like, subscribe, get notified so you could keep spreading the word of what we're putting out. And number two, we're holding our annual fundraiser. And you go to the Trends Journal site, you can see it, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. So visit it and contribute what you can. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Whatever you want to do, it goes a long way, because we are 100% independent. The news that we give is the way news is supposed to be. And we're the only magazine in the world that gives you history before it happens, how the current events are forming future trends, what's next and what to do. So please give whatever you can, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. You know, where are those newspapers here? Just to show you the bullshit that they put out there. This is the cover of the Wall Street Journal. All right. Look at this. Santa's sleigh in the annual race in Venice. This is Monday. Root call. People in Santa costumes filled the Grand Canal in Venice on Sunday in the annual Santa Claus regatta. What the fuck do I care about this? I'm paying $5 a day for this shit. And that's what I'm getting. It's not the Wall Street Journal now. It's the Wall Shit Journal. Because I need the data. I need economic facts. And all they're pumping out is crap. Oh, you don't believe me? How about this headline? How about this for a good propaganda front page? There it is. Amid wars, horrors, and interlude. Martial art. An Israeli soldier played the violin in southern Israel near the border with Gaza Strip on Monday. While U.S. officials,
isn't that nice to show that rather than the first shot that we showed of the buildings being bombed out and hundreds of innocent people being killed? Oh, that's on Middle East Eye. You'll hate that. Look at this. And that's the crap. And then you go to the other propaganda paper. Again, this is the Wall Shit Journal, the New York Times, the toilet paper of record. The Shit Journal and the toilet paper record, they're together. Look at this. Assessing an underground network. Israel's military showed part of what it says is the biggest Hamas tunnel found since invading the Gaza Strip. And slaughtering some 20,000 people, 70% of which are civilians, 40% children, 30% women. Don't show the slaughter going on. One stupid fucking story after another. Yep. Anyway, so we're giving you everything that we can, and there's no magazine in the world like it. So subscribe to the Trends Journal, $2 and change a week for history before it happens. So I'm going to go over some of the trends going on this week. You got to read the economic update and the market overview, trends on the economic front, and what it means with the Fed holding rates steady. And by the way, oil prices, Brent crude, since this Israel conflict has been heating up more, was at $73 last week. Now it's back down to almost $80. Gold prices closing in on the $2,050 an ounce mark. And as we keep saying, as the dollar dies, the future is paved with gold. And, oh, they're bragging about, oh, Christmas sales are going up and everything. This is week 66. Take a trip on Route 66. Yep, that's what music used to be, music. Almost 40% of companies will cut staff in 2024. 66 weeks we've been going over this. Store size is shrinking. Article just came out today about all the people shopping online. Online and Generation Z, Gen Z, and the ones that are coming before them, or after them, I should say. They're addicted to online. They're going to go more and more online. So what do you do? How do you profit from this? Because there are profit opportunities, and we notice that. We note that. Yeah, the Walking Dead. That's who it's become. And then we have what rents are going down. Wonder why and where. And again, the office building bust that nobody's talking about that's going to bring down the banking system. Corporate bankruptcies rise by double digits. No shit. Blow me away. Would have never known it by listening to the clowns, the prostitutes on the media that brainwash you with crap, or reading the toilet paper record or the Wall Shit Journal. But you get it with your Trends Journal. Again, just today, everything's fine. The Bank of Japan said they're going to keep interest rates at minus 0.1%. Minus 0.1%. Oh, yeah, and we're going to keep that quantitative easing going. Quantitative easing, who made up that fucking name? You mean pumping more cheap money into the gang to keep them going? Yeah, that's right. Why? Oh, because they're saying they're concerned about the economic future. Oh, you see the latest poll that came out in Germany? Germany had one quarter of minus zero, another one flat, another quarter of one quarter of plus zero, one quarter of flat, and the last quarter of minus zero. So basically in a recession. And the IFO numbers came out today showing how dim Germany's future. Okay, so we just talked about Japan. Oh, that's the third largest economy in the world? Germany's the fourth largest economy in the world? Oh, and I forgot China, the second largest economy in the world. And each week we've been putting a spotlight on China. The facts are all there, how this thing is going down big. Again, I had said that the 21st century would be the Chinese century because the business of China was business. And the 20th century was the American century, but the business of America became war. Well, guess what? China took the American way. The business of China became war, the COVID war, that they launched in January 2020 in celebration of their Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, and 3 years of zero COVID policy. Again, this was the big news, making the news, time and time again. This is your Trends Journal from 2 weeks after the COVID war began. Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. 1.4 billion still alive. What are you telling me this shit for? Oh, we say the new Black Plague? Oh, the Black Plague, only 60% of Europe was wiped out, according to some of the data. And what they call the pandemic? The grand total of 99.93% of the people are still living. But a new variant is coming. You better watch out. You better cry. Don't have any fun. I'm telling you why. New COVID variant is coming to town. It knows when you are sleeping. It knows when you're awake. It knows when you are jerking off. So listen to the fakes. It's a fucking freak show. Anyway, going on, corporate bankruptcies, a load of stuff on the global and national economic front, whole load of articles on the Israel war, guest article by Phil Giraldi, others by Nisha Whitehead and John Knight Whitehead on the Rutherford Institute, born in a police state, the deep state's persecution of its most vulnerable citizens. And pharma food, biotech on your plate, Dr. Mercola, you better read it. And again, the guy, and he got it right. He told me, Gerald, I disagree with you, and he was correct. He said the markets were going to go up in December. I thought they were going to go down. He said, no, the game is basically rigged. So here's what the Fed is doing, and that's Gregory Mannarino. And he said, expect central banks to buy it all. That's right. I mean, he's right. And Trends in Technocracy by the technocracy master, Joe Duran. This is one of his books. Be Human. Look at the size of this thing. Whole load of technocracy stories, trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics, Trends I View, Journalism is Dead. You ready? The mainstream outlets cut 2,700 jobs in 2023, and the worst, they said, is yet to come. So we're journalists. So again, please do what you can to support us. Go to trendsjournal.com, hit that donate, see the donate page, and donate what you can donate. And if you want, we're giving you what nobody else is giving you. There's no magazine in the world that comes close to it. Again, I showed you the crap from the Wall Street Journal and the toilet paper record. And they're $5 a day, $4 a day. It's $2.86 a week. And you get almost 200 pages of information. And you could read what you want. And you could print it out. It's PDFs. And you could listen to it. So we're giving you the most we can give you. What else do we have here? Again, a whole load of stuff on trends on a geopolitical economic, on and on. Oh, and also great articles by Ben Davis. Whole section on AI and high tech. So we cover it all. So the AI, man, it's only going to get worse. AI, we own you. Yep, don't think for yourself. And it's only getting worser and worser. So thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow, Salenti and the Judge Andrew Napolitano. And again, trends in high-tech science. You gotta read this stuff. And trends in AI. I mean, 10 articles on AI, where it's going, and what we see is the benefits. And there are benefits. And again, this is different than the dot-com bust. This is real. The dot-com, when they were making up crap, this AI is real. So please donate to Occupy Peace, too, because as the cover of the Trends Journal shows, this is Christmas time and no peace on earth. And we do everything we can to fight for peace because I, Gerald Salenti, am a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Got that, Lloyd Austin?
At the Trends Journal, the best investment you could make, because it's the best investment into your mind and it can change how you look at the world.
His work is actually a gold mine. Anybody interested in politics, political trends, economic trends, social trends, cultural trends, you have to follow him, Gerald Salenti.
The Trends Journal is one of the greatest sources of information, and it really is. You're predicting these things well ahead of time. I would encourage everyone to go grab the latest copy.
Been a Trends Journal subscriber for 20 years. I just have to commend you. What you guys have put together in your latest Trends Journal, there's nothing like this out there.
Sir, everything that you predicted about the economy, you're absolutely right. So I have followed you all this time. So please take a look at the Trends Journal.
You correctly forecast that the Fed would hike rates quite aggressively, correctly said that initially gold and silver would drop as the Fed starts to raise rates to 1.5% and above. When we spoke last, Bitcoin was around 49,000. You said you expect to drop, and if it drops below 30, 35, then it could really drop.
Trends Journal, which I would encourage people to go and check out. It's actually a 200-page document, pure data-driven analysis.
Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, you had an interesting call back in September of last year. You said gold had bottomed, which is exactly what happened. And here we are, and we're above $1,900.
Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens at trendsjournal.com.